Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome everyone. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. The Kolkata police have set up a 5-member special investigation team to probe into the vandalism of a bust of social reformer Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar. This incident took place at Amit Shah's rally in West Bengal, which took a massively violent turn, and the team was constituted even as Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mamata Banerjee continued to trade charges over the incidents of violence and vandalism in the Vidyasagar College that took place on Tuesday. Now, the PM in his last poll rally in the state in the ongoing elections trained his guns against Mamata Banerjee, claiming that TMC's hand in the discretion of the statue. Just hours before the poll panel put a ban on campaigning in West Bengal, Modi said that the TMC vandalized the statue and that the BJP, on the other hand, is committed to Vidyasagar's vision and will install his grand statue at the same spot. Now, Banerjee was also quick to hit back at the Prime Minister, saying that Bengal does not need money from the BJP to rebuild the statue, which was destroyed by the Saffron Party, she alleged. Now, the TMC Supremo even led out a protest march against the Saffron Party. Several opposition party leaders also rallied behind Mamata Banerjee and slammed the Election Commission's decision to cut short the duration of poll campaign in the state. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati also held the BJP responsible for the violence, saying that Bengal will give a fitting response to the party in the elections. Meanwhile, the EC issued a clarification after it came under attack over the time of the ban. Now, campaigning ends in Bengal Day as the state's 9 remaining seats go to the polls in the last and the final phase of the 7th phase Lok Sabha elections that end on Sunday. Counting, of course, takes place on the 23rd of May. Moving on, senior West Bengal cadre IPS officer Rajiv Kumar reported to the Ministry of Home Affairs on Thursday as directed by the EC a day ago. After violence was reported in Kolkata during Amit Shah's rally, EC relieved Kumar, the additional director general of police, from his post with immediate effect and directed him to report to the MHA at 10 a.m. on Thursday. Now, the EC also called a halt to the election campaigning as discussed in Bengal. A senior government officer has said that Mr. Kumar reported to the MHA on schedule. In February, the MHA asked the state government to initiate disciplinary proceedings against Kumar for participating in a sit-in with Mamata Banerjee. The chief minister came out in defense of the officer and sat on protest after a CBI team turned up at the residence of Kumar to question him in the Sarda scam. Once again, BJP's Bhopal candidate Sadhvi Pragya Thakur has kicked up another storm after she termed Mahatma Gandhi's assassin Nathuram Godse a patriot. She was finally compelled into apologizing, however, after several from even the BJP camp issued statements in strong condemnation of her statements. However, Sadhvi said that the party's line is my line. Leaders of the opposition parties denounced Thakur's comments, saying that she had implicatively called Mahatma Gandhi an anti-national. Thakur's main contender in the constituency, Digvijay Singh from Congress, has demanded a further apology from Narendra Modi, Amit Shah and the BJP. However, this is not the first time that Thakur has made controversial statements such as these. She invited the ire of the Election Commission for her remark on the Babri Masjid demolition, as well as faced criticism for claiming that the 26/11 Mumbai terror attack hero Hemant Karkare, who died during the terror operation, died because of her curse. The efforts to glorify Godse too have been made in the past. The Hindu Mahasabha had installed a bust of Mahatma Gandhi's assassin at its Gwalior-based office, but the police later seized the bust and also lodged a case against the local office bearers of the right-wing outfit. Right, everyone, this was a quick and short update on the elections that are taking place. This would be all for today. We'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak and continue to follow news18.com for more updates. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.